Welcome to Time with Tab, a podcast run by our Goddard Public Library Teen Advisory Board. I'm your host, Nicole. Let's go around and introduce the members that joined us today.
My name's Brianna.
I'm Jesse.
I'm Adam.
I'm Maggie.
I'm Amity.
And Deborah is here as well. She might join us in a little bit. So the first thing that we are going to talk about today is, obviously, it's the beginning of 2023, so we have a topic, New Year, New You. Do you have any New Year's resolutions?
Maybe just to complete my schoolwork on time this year.
To be more productive?
None at all.
None. I'm already perfect.
To keep my grades up and not let them bomb at last minute.
All right, cool. I'm going to try and get more organized, so that's my New Year's resolution. Okay. And so, music-wise, what are you listening to currently? Give me, like, your favorite song, your favorite band.
I cannot pick anything.
Whatever Sid recommends me.
I refuse to say a song, but I will say the band Sabaton, they're pretty good.
Right now, I'm into everything, especially Tyler, the Creator.
I like anything I like.
That's fair.
Okay, what's your favorite Tyler, the Creator song?
Probably either Tamale or A Boy Is a Gun. It's hard to choose.
Do you just have a single song that you like, or any band?
No.
Whatsoever.
Just think of the first one on your playlist.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'll give you one.
Midnight.
Oh,
Deborah says Taylor Swift Midnights.
Agree.
I have discovered Tours the Band. Oh my gosh, they're so good. Okay. Anyways, a book you want to read in 2023.
Either the fourth Harry Potter book or the Twilight series.
The Bridge Over River Kiosk, or however you pronounce it. I think it's Japanese.
All Quiet on the Western Front.
I don't know. I'm not prepared.
The third Harry Potter book.
Alright. So we have a Harry Potter theme, apparently.
Alright.
So, sports coming up. Obviously, the Super Bowl is the next major event. I know we don't really talk about sports too often, but Super Bowl, do you have any plans? Do you have a party, go to a party? Do you even watch it at all? Do you care about it at all?
We used to watch it. We do not watch it anymore.
Me and my family usually watch it with some snacks and mainly for the hilarious commercials.
Yeah, my family, we normally get together, watch it, enjoy the commercials, and eat lots of tortilla chips.
That's interesting.
I usually walk in and out of the room glancing every once in a while when the crowd gets especially loud.
Okay. That's cool, fair. Cool. Yeah, we usually just have snacks and we don't really have a party or go to a party or anything like that. We just kind of watch it mostly for the commercials, but my dad's a big football fan, so he's always watching. Are there any sports games at all that anybody's interested in coming up? Okay.
No.
Cool, cool.
KU basketball.
I don't even know what's going on watching it anyways.
Deborah says KU basketball. And what was your favorite book you read in 2020?
Probably the Match series.
I don't know that I honestly read through an entire book in 2022.
I don't know, but it'd probably be one of the Harry Potter books.
I only read like two books last year, and probably The Book Thief.
My favorite would probably be the third Miss Peregrine's book. Lots of monsters.
Maggie, I feel like your New Year's resolution should be to read some books.
I am reading a new book. It's something about the CSI.
Whoa, what?
We're going to assign you guys a book to read, and you're going to read it.
Hey, I already read enough.
So we have, obviously you see the list, special interests. Is there anything you guys want to discuss?
Jesse has a 3D pen. Why am I being called out?
Okay.
Just, now, could you?
I could talk about that.
Yeah, what's a cool Christmas present you got to be happy?
Yeah, what's your favorite/coolest Christmas present that you received this year?
I can't decide on
That's favoritism.
Yeah. Well, okay, think about a couple that, cool things. This isn't your favorite.
I only got two things for Christmas. It's a new phone and 6 sets of D&D dice.
Oh, wow.
Yes, I am that nerdy. Deal with it.
My sister made me a thing with crystals, and it's pretty. That's probably my favorite thing. Also, these pants. Yeah. Okay.
Describe your pants.
They're big. they're black and cool.
Black and cargo. Pants. Black cargo.
Honestly, oversized pockets.
With white stitches.
Yeah, that looked like they were sewn on by like a second grader. I love them.
I really like the feathers I got from my Uncle Reg, which completes a dedication to a book I'm writing.
Did you think of anything?
No.
Well, just
yeah.
You're so ungrateful. Just can't decide on me.
Okay, just meeting. Tell us a few things that you got then. Yeah, just the things that you can think about.
Okay, probably my favorite thing, it'd have to be a crystal tower that I got. A pirate crystal tower.
I am so loving you.
I will have to show you.
You it's will.
Really cool.
Okay, cool.
And then you will never see it again.
I got a really, really, really fancy Harry Styles thing for my car. I love it. Okay, hey. Anyways.
And your steering wheel warmer.
Oh, yes, and a heated steering wheel cover.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's amazing.
You're so fancy.
Until your hands
I know.
Sweaty.
That doesn't happen to me. No. I have Raynaud's, fun fact, so my hands are always cold.
Hey.
Yeah. Anything else? Anything anybody wants to discuss? Anything at all?
Like a class. Like a new class you're in this semester?
Ooh, yeah. I have, like, a...
Like, you're talking about psychology.
The semester started today.
Yeah, it's all... Are you excited about... Is there any interesting classes you're
The doing? High school... We started last week.
Haha, sucker.
Everybody
yeah,
else
sucker.
Started, like, a week ago.
We started today.
We were late.
No, it's because we were, like, because a day before Christmas Eve. That's why.
Yeah, I have...
Actually, it was, like...
I have 4 new classes. Honors U.S. History, Technical Theater, Psychology, and Public Speaking. And my public speaking teacher said, all public speaking is about psychology. And my psychology teacher said, and you're going to need to know public speaking for when we present. So it's one massive circle of...
I started journalism this semester. I was going to do Spanish, but they told me I couldn't do Spanish. I'm not sure why. I started journalism, which works out because I really like to write things.
I'm taking a coding class. It's something I've wanted to do for a while.
What language?
Apparently Python. I didn't know what I was doing.
Python, as a programmer, Python, I have to insult it for being a baby language, but
says you.
Programming.
I wanted to do JavaScript, but I don't think I had a choice in the matter.
JavaScript is an advanced language. Do not do that to start off with. Python is a baby language of Java, so start off with Python, then do Java.
Okay.
All right.
I'll do Java next year.
All right, fun little... programming lesson for you there. Do either of you have classes you want to commiserate about?
I mean, I'm also starting journalism. I just remembered.
Woohoo!
Brie mentioned it.
Yeah, I'm an elementary education major, and I guess I'm most excited about intro to special education, but it's going to be a long semester, and I'm not looking forward to it, but it's okay.
I start
next week. Ha ha. To all of you. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, you probably go to WSU, don't you?
No, actually I go to Butler.
Yeah, my brother goes to WSU. He go back the 15th. He is being very smug about it.
Okay. Oh wait, upcoming events. Okay. The next time that we will see you is January 24th for an escape room. That is, all TAB events are geared towards ages 13 to 18. So if you do not join us and would like to, go ahead and come on January 24th. And then after that, on February 14th, we will be cookie decorating as it is Valentine's Day. And both of those events are from 6 to 7. All right. Thank you for joining us. Tune in next month for another podcast.